Look at the calendar, folks. We're counting down the days until school starts.
I am committing to our students, our parents, our citizens today that schools are going to open on time and safely.
But that countdown is a real cliffhanger in the city of Philadelphia, where Mayor Michael Nutter says he has the funds to open schools to bring the students back. It's a very tough problem, and here to explain it is education reporter for our affiliate station, WHYY in Philadelphia, Kevin McCrory. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Great. So explain what it is that sort of rules over the school system there in Philly. They have to have a certain number of employees to open that's motivated this whole unique plan to get the schools operating.
Right, John. So about 11 days ago, the superintendent of the district said the current status was not going to cut it. Essentially, schools were potentially going to open with just a principal and a secretary, no assistant principals, no other aides to help supervise the children. He said, that won't do unless I get $50 million, unless the district gets $50 million by Friday the 16th, schools will not open. So essentially, that $50 million has come through, and Superintendent Height said, okay, I will make sure schools open on time on September 9th. And essentially, what that $50 million will enable him to do is to rehire 1,000 of the 3,800 district employees that were laid off in June.
So who's happiest here, the gym teachers, the guidance counselors?
So pretty much at this point, no one's happy, John. The 1,000 employees gets us back to what Superintendent Height has described as a functional level. Nowhere near even what it was last year at this point. And there's plenty of people out there, teachers, parents, students, who are rallying around this idea that even though we have 50 million, even though schools will open on time, what level of education are we providing? What level of safety are we providing? We can hear from guidance counselor Ruth Garcia, who was laid off from Edison High School in June. You know, she kind of speaks to the idea that, yeah, some staff are being hired back, but not even to the point that there's going to be a guidance counselor in every school.
All schools need school counselors for our children and our schools. What will happen if someone comes in and needs to speak to someone and there's not someone there?
So how are they actually calculating who gets hired back? What of this money has to be paid back? Does this put the school in a worse fiscal situation?
You know, one of the things that needs to be remembered here is, A, that there's a $304 million budget gap. This $50 million is just a small part of that. And there's a lot of other hodgepodging of money yet to be determined. We'll see how that comes through. But I think we can hear from Donna Cooper, who used to be in the previous governor's administration. And she can speak to the idea that, you know, this is going to be a perpetual problem until things get, you know, more shored up on the state level for how funding comes through to all districts in Pennsylvania.
Remember, we are all in this room mad at each other because $1 billion was cut from the state education budget and because the state laws that oversee this district have caused it to have no control over costs associated with charter enrollment and pension increases.
So the state funds the localities, and denials of state funding have really led us here.
Right, John. And, you know, one of the things that people are kind of pointing at the most at this point is that Pennsylvania is just one of three states in the entire country that doesn't have a funding formula that bases its education funding on the number of students in a district and special education. And that, you know, the cuts that Donna Cooper just described right there, you know, they were statewide cuts, but they hurt the poorest districts in the state the most.
So 2 weeks until school begins, this is far from over, and it's going to continue well into the academic year.
This is going to continue. Like we said, the $50 million is assured, but we still don't know where that's going to come from. And we're all just going to have to hold our breath and wait to see how that money comes through.
Kevin McCrory, WHYY education reporter on the plan to reopen Philadelphia schools in about 25 days. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.